This segment of our show, folks, is brought to us by Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Catfish Pro, Catfish and Bait and Catfish Supplies, Ultramatic Feeders, AGM Global Vision, and the Y.O. Ranch headquarters down in the Texas Hill Country. Well, friends, it is now time to head up to beautiful Lake Texoma and check in with our buddy, Bill Carey. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
I bet everybody's ready to hear a striper update.
I got one.
you got one. Folks, I've already had a chance to visit with Bill a couple of minutes before we started. Got him on the air here, and I won't break the news. I'll let him. It's really not breaking news because it's been going on a little bit. The bite is good. What kind of bite is the best right now, Bill?
All right. Top water. Early morning.
Yes. Oh, boy. Man, I tell you, I missed a trip up there, which is something I seldom do, but the situation dictated that I could not make it up there. But our buddy, Jeff Rice, was up there. He did the filming, got a good some good footage, some big fish for A Sportsman's Life, which is, right here on Carbon TV, and it's right there on YouTube. Not a lot of people watch it on YouTube, but a ton of people watch it on Carbon TV.
Oh, I know it. Yep. It's a good show.
Y'all had a great time. Jeff told me, well, haven't had a chance to review to see the video yet, but I know it was a good one.
Oh, yeah. These females are back in the lake after spawning. You know, folks, we have the best documented natural reproduction of freshwater striped bass in the United States. You're allowed to catch a crazy number, 10 fish per person per day. It's just nuts. And these are great eating fish. We all know that. But top water is the story.
That's good. Pencil poppers, chopos. Something that'll move a lot of water on the surface, and they can draw them up from the depths, right?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, my favorite, because I've done it all my life, is the Cordell pencil popper. Mm-hmm. But this Berkeley Bay Chapo, its competitor is called the Whopper Plopper. Mm-hmm. And it just moves that water. It's easy on people to be able to just reel it in instead of work that bait like we do with the popper. But it is deadly. I mean, it puts out a sound that is just crazy. These fish cannot deny it. They're knocking these bugs 2-3 foot out of the water. It's just so much fun.
Folks, I'm gonna tell a funny story on myself. I have little ego when it comes to me. I probably get more fun out of picking at me than anybody else. But I was up there, oh, it's been about, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month ago with Bill and little Dave. And we the whole crew was up there. And I did a newspaper article. It was one of those days when, a cold front come in. It dropped the water temperature 4 degrees overnight. And then the wind died completely. No wind for most of the morning, and we caught some fish, enough to get some good pictures, and it made for an interesting newspaper column, I think. But the bite was kind of slow. Now here's where I'm going with this, Bill. You might have already figured it out. You mentioned the chopo, so you think you don't get excited when the stripers start blowing up on top. Now I fished about 150 years. I've been fishing a long time. Anyway, so I'm up there, and Jeff just caught one. He's up in the bow of the boat, if you remember, Bill. Caught a nice one, I don't know, 10 pounds or whatever. Wasn't a lot of action because of the change in the weather, but we did catch some nice fish. And so I've got the chopo, I guess, right? The chopo.
Yes,
going.
Sir.
I got
chopo.
That long cast in that. And I am working that chopo like you'd work a chug bug. Ploof, 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 ploof. And Bill said, hey, Luke, and it's all you had to say. Because, whoa, wait a minute, this is not a popping plug. Uh-huh. This is one with a prop on it that you need to just sweep across the front, the surface of the water, and then, you know, pull it in jerks. And I thought, dang, Bill, here I am supposed to know what I'm doing. I'm using it like you'd use a chug bug or something. But that you don't have to. Those baits, you throw them out, and you – you can kind of sweep that rod, bringing them back, can't you? You know?
Yeah. That Chapo, folks, it's just a steady retrieve. That's what's so mm-hmm. sweet about it, because your wrist will get wore out popping something.
Oh.
And it's hard to break a 40-year habit. Folks, I want to say one thing. Luke and I have known each other for 40 years.
Yeah.
And I believe that trip 2 or 3 weeks ago was the first and only tricky trip you've had in 40 years. What does that say for the lake?
That's and honestly, don't want to give you the, as we say, the big head, but the guide, sir, y'all's expertise too, Bill. And that's a fact. No, that and that I've never been on a, well, I have been on some deep sea trips that were, I would quote as, I wouldn't want to do them again because of weather. But no, we caught fish, but we didn't catch fish like y'all had caught the day before. Or I saw little Dave, your guide, one of your guides, his post on Facebook the next day, hammered them the next day. We were just there. I mean, that's the outdoors. That's the real world outdoors, Bill. That's the way things go. If you were to write a scenario for how you would not want the weather to be, 4-degree drop in water temperature in a matter of 12 hours, and then, you know, you need a little chop on the water, and that combined, and it was a, it wasn't the fact that we did not catch any. We caught a few fish, but nothing like it is like today, for instance, you know?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, boy, it was good today. It is just mm-hmm. steady. I think we're going to go into our summer action without any lull, because we have different styles of topwater, folks. The spring season is blind casting.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll get these fish starting to school up and bust in front of you. You can see them, and that's your summer action. I don't think we're going to have a lull. If it happens like it has in the last 2 years, we'll have 7 months straight of topwater for a third year in a row.
Oh, that's going from the like you say, the like I did with you, the mm-hmm. blind casting, and then it'll shift right into those long runs of stripers where they're blowing up around you. Yeah.
Yep. The big schools, they all group up, and it's, folks, you got to be here to believe it. Sometimes these schools can be a quarter mile wide and a half mile long. It's just unbelievable. And then after that summer action, they go back to the banks, just like we start in the spring, and we finish in about the first week, 10 days in November. But October, we're back to blind casting the banks. It's so much fun. These old fish are just so healthy. Oh, my goodness.
You know, our buddy Larry Wysoon, we'll start talking about usually hunting with Larry. He and I'll have a discussion about, well, deer season's, you know, 6 months away or whatever, you know, and he'll say, I wish it was tomorrow. And then he'll always say, but then we're wishing our wives away. He said, I just can't wait. But everything really, and I know all our friends listening can relate, everything in the outdoors is a cycle. You know,
That's right.
A cycle. It's a predictable cycle. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like stripers, you know the patterns. You've already predicted what's going to happen next. And the truth is, I know what's going to, because I've watched it for years. These lower lake, big long runs of stripers, that happens mm-hmm. in June and throughout the summer. White-tailed deer, you know, of course we're talking fishing, but we're relating one to the other. White-tailed deer, they're going to go into breeding season in you know, whatever time, whatever latitude you're at when that kicks off. So that's what makes it so much fun, Bill, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, I taught my grandsons, Mother Nature's got the right idea. We have four seasons. Just about the time you're hot and tired of that, she'll bring the fall in. Just about the time you're cold, it'll bring the spring in. She's got the right idea.
You bet. I don't think I would, you know, spending a lifetime outdoors like I have, you know, I must say that when those days in August start pushing, the temperature starts pushing 100 degrees every day, well, you know, I start wishing for cold weather, but I don't know. I do like cooler weather better. I really do.
Oh, I do too.
I do. And maybe that's because we spent so much time out in the heat in past summers, Bill, but yeah, but
yeah.
I don't think now cold is a relative word, right, term, because, you know, cold here and cold in North Dakota in the winter is two different things. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
you know, Luke, I've told people for years, editors, when I write, I go, when people have deer hunting withdrawal, cabin fever, largemouth and speckled trout and redfish are lethargic, these stripers are on fire. We're so lucky. They bite year-round, but they just get so fat and comfortable in the winter. It is so much fun.
You know, that is the truth. I mean, I love to fish for them up there in the wintertime, too.
You get up there, and you
you don't have to get up at the break of day. You know, you'd like to probably leave, what, 9:30 or something like that, you know, and let the solar effect start warming things up and then get out there. But that's down the road, Bill. So the trip, describe a typical trip now here in early June. Yeah, that'd be.
All right. A typical average day, folks, is we're rocking around 90 degrees. So you go out in the dark, and you're casting at first light, where you're throwing these big plugs, and you get your binoculars, and you make sure you watch, because they're coming down these rivers spawning, and they're hungry, and they're grouping up. Always keep looking, always keep looking. Catch these topwater fish for an hour to an hour and a half, depending on your cloud cover. This is an average day. And then you switch over to jigs or slabs. Right now, we've got one heck of a slab bite going on. But if you bring me cloud cover and threatening rain, these fish will stay on top the whole morning.
And here last year, we hit such a morning. We were out there, and it was a little drizzle coming down and cloudy. And we did. We were, when we came in back to Mill Creek there, when we were going back in, we had surfacing fish right there within a quarter of a mile, didn't we?
After we got through fishing, we
had to stop and catch and release for about 30 minutes.
People ask me, how have you lasted 40 years? And, you know, I've even told Luke, folks, it's the lake. He calls me one time, wants to do a radio like this. He says, I don't want you to say it's the lake. I said, but it is the lake.
It is. It's a fishery that, you know, it's just an anomaly, really. I mean, the fact of a lake that's got striped bass, and these have the potential to get to be big fish, and the numbers of them. Right here, and we're in the Southwest, kind of on the edge of the South, but I think we're considered the Southwest here, you know. It's just, you know, where else are you going to find that, Bill? I don't know. We'd have to travel a long ways to find this kind of striper fishing other than here in North Texas, wouldn't we?
I've written this a million times. I have fished through Central America, Mexico, and through North America, but I've never found a body of water, whether it was fresh water or salt water, that produces fish day in, day out, month in, year out, like Lake Texoma.
Just keeps cranking them out. Well, people that travel, and people do travel to come and fish with you from all over, I can say this from past experiences, you know, when they call your office there, y'all can set up, you have lodging different spots, but, you know, like right there at the, within 200 yards of the boat, some really nice cabins and things like that for people to stay, you know?
You betcha. Yeah, we can just about bundle anything for people. And, you know, when I get on the phone with people, I say, have you ever been with us before, Luke? No, it's my first time. I said, well, you're going to a lake, you go catching. You're not going fishing, you're going catching. And those are pretty tall words to back up. I mean, we know fishermen will fib, but this lake is something. She's a natural phenomenon.
That's right. Well, Bill, we are about out of time for our visit. I call it, you know, some people might call this an interview, but with you and I, it's a visit. StriperExpress.com, folks. You can always call there. Or how do they, or you can go there and learn everything about the guide service. If they want to reach you, Bill, what's the best way to call, you know?
Best way to call, folks, is 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477. I'll always talk fishing.
You will, Bill. And we will get you back soon. I want to get you back on when the pattern does switch to these long runs. So keep catching them, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Good day, my friend.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtex.com. That's smokingtex.com. And for seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com. And I want to brag on the Y.O. Ranch headquarters. I enjoyed a turkey hunt down there this spring. That is an awesome place if you want to just take the family down to tour, if you want to plan a deer hunt in the fall or an exotic hunt during the summer, plan a turkey hunt next spring or this spring if you have time. You can check the Y.O. Ranch headquarters out online. Just simply go to yoranchheadquarters.com.